Good evening.
Good evening.
You're the only one on, so we're waiting for more.
Okay.
Did you have a good Rosh Chodesh?
I did. How about you?
I did.
Good, right?
Brandalo.
Kodesh Tov. Good evening.
Kodesh Tov.
Please join me in saying the Ana Bekoach. Ana Bekoach. Gedulat Shemincha. Tati. Alphet Gimel Yutat Sadik. Kabel Rinat Amcha Sabenu Taharenu No Ra Kufre Shayan Sintet Nun Nagibor Dorshe Yehudcha Kevavat Shamre Nun Gimel Dalad, Yud Kaf Shin. Barchem Tacharem, Rachame Sitkatcha, Tamid Gamle. Betet Resh, Zaditat Gimel. Tassim Kadosh, Berov Tucha, Nael Adata. Tet Kufet, Tet Nunayan. Yachid Gea, Lamcha Pene, Zohre Kidushata, Yud Gimelamed, Pei Zayan Kuf. Shavatenu Kabel, Ushmati Akatenu, Yodea Talumot, Shin Kufav, Sadiyuta. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohewahe, Adonai Yohewahe, El Rahum Vechanun, Erech Apayim. The Rav Chesed the Emet, No Tzer Chesed La Lafim, No Seya Won Wafesha, The Chata'a Vinake. We will now connect to the energy of certainty, utilizing a tool from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar, which comes from Parasha Yitro, it's Pasuk 29. And we will start with the L'Shem Yichud. L'Shem Yichud Kudsha Barichu Ishkim Tevid Hilu Urchimu Udhilu Udhilu Urchimu Le'akta L'Shem Yudhe Bavavhe Le'Yichuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah Vayino Amadunai Eloheinu Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kodanei Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kodaneihu. Abhyabhamar Bhikamatar Tane Nandakucha Rihu Komadiyavid Leela Witata Kolayu Kishot Vyovada Dikshot Leela Mila Bialma Divaye Barnash Ladashya Leya Mimeya Ulanhaga Teya Kalana Tehahuhu Ovada Dikshot Inun Wikola Isturis Bialma. The energy of the year 5780, our current year, as a revealed energy of compensation and a concealed energy of Shefa. We reveal the energy of Shefa and connect it to the energy of compensation by studying a verse, one of many verses in the Tanakh that connects to both energies. Tonight we will study 1 Chronicles chapter 6, verse 30. Ben Hasavya, Ben Amatya, Ben Hilkiya. We will now connect to the 72 names of God, utilizing a tool of saying each letter with its root vowel out loud in sequence. Wahe wayo layo sayote ala me mehe shila lahe aka aka heta hezayo alada. La awa he he ya, yozala me be he, he re yo he ko me, la awa ka la yo, la wa wa pe he la, nu la ha yo yo yo, me la he se se wa, nu ta he he a a, yo re ta shi a he, re yo yo awa me, la ka be wa shi re. Yo he wa la he he ka wa ko me nu da anu yo he a me re he a yo yo za he 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 me yo ha wa wa la yo la he sa a la re yo a shi la me yo he wa he wa da nu yo he he shi a me be nu nu a nu yo ta me be he pe wa yo. Nu me me yo yo la he re he me sa re. Wa me be yo he he anu wa me se yo. Da me be me nu ko a yo a he be wa. Re a he yo be me he yo yo me wa me. We will now connect to the 72 names that were revealed by the Tzaddikim, utilizing the same tool. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a a me me be shi la yo he anu a ka me ta he he yo anu da la he wa he me a yo ta la me re he he yo yo he me me la wa wa ka be yo la yo wa pe nu la. Nu me ha yo he yo me nu he 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 wa. Nu yo he he shi a yo re ta shi a he. Re la yo a wa me la yo be wa he re. Yo yo wa la he he ka a ko me nu da. A nu yo he wa me re he a yo he za. He shi he me ka ha wa wa la yo yo he. Sa ala re yo a ala me ta he. Wa he wa da la yo he yo shi ala me. Nu he a nu wa ta me la he pe a yo. be me kako ala a he he wa re la he yo yo me he la yo me te me. The Tzaddikim who left this day, the second day of Shvat, Rabbi Simcha Bunim Kelish of Vorka, Rabbi Meshulam Susha of Annapolis. There are many stories told of Rabbi Susha, who is the brother of Rabbi Elimelech, who took over for the Hasidic movement from the Magid de Mesmeris. Rabbi Yisrael Chaim Kaplan, Rabbi Menachem Mendel Prochmal of Nicholsburg, is known as a Tzenech Tzedek. Rabbi Svi Hirsch Rabinowitz and Rabbi Mansur Ben Shimon. We will now connect to the Ani meditation, which is a tool that we use to climb the tree of life. Malchut. Yo aheni wa yohei. Yo aheni wa yohei. Yo aheni wa yohei. Yesod. Yu ahuni wu yohu. Yu ahuni wu yohu. Yu ahuni wu yohu. Od. Yu ahuni wu yohu. Yu ahuni wu yohu. Yu ahuni wu yohu. Nesach. Yi ahini wi yohi. Yi ahini wi yohi. Yi ahini wi yohi. Tiferet. Yo ahoni wo yoho. Yo ahoni wo yoho. Yo ahoni wo yoho. Gevura. Yeah. Ni wi yosh. Yeah. Ni wi yosh. Yeah. Ni wi yosh. Chesed. Yeah, anyway your hair. Yeah, anyway your hair. Yeah, anyway your hair. Bina. Yeah, anyway your hair. Yeah, anyway your hair. Yeah, anyway your hair. Achma. Yeah, anyway your hair. Yeah, anyway your hair. Ya ahani wa yoha. Keter. Ya ahani wa yoha. Ya ahani wa yoha. Ya ahani wa yoha. Now for the Esterdy Brooks, the 10 utterances.
Vaydaber Elohim et kol hadivarim ha'ele lemor. Anochi Adonai, Yohei Wahei, Yohei Dawanu Heyo. Elohecha, Asher Hotzeiticha, Meretz Mitzrayim, Mibet Avadim, Lo Yihielecha, Elohim Acherim, Al Panai Lo Taaseh Lecha Kesel. Call to moon, Asher Bashamayim, Mima Awa Sherba Ret Mitahat, Washer Bamayim, Mitahat, Laret, Lotish Taha Welachem, Willow Tav Dame, Kiano, he Adonai, Yohe Wahe, Yohe Da, Wanu Heyo. Elohecha, Elkana Poked Awon, Avot Albanim, Al Shileshim, We Al Rebeim, Shonai, We Osech Hesed, La Alafim, La Ohavai, U Shomre Mitzvotai, Lo Tisai, Et Shem Hashem. With
Et Shem Adonai Yohe Wahe Yohe Dawanu Heyo Elohecha Lashav Kilo Yenake Adonai Yohe Wahe Yohe Dawanu Heyo Et Asher Yisa Et Shemo Lashav Zachor Et Yom HaShabbat Lekadsho Sheshet Yamim Ta'avod V'yasita Bo Melachtecha V'yom HaShvi'i Shabbat L'Adonai Yohe Wahe Yohe Dawanu Heyo Elohecha Lo Ta'aseh Ko Melacha Ata Uvincha Uvitecha Abdecha Yamatcha Uphemtecha Vegercha Asher Bisharecha Isheshet Yamim Asa Adonai Yohe Wahe Yohe Da Wanu Heyo Et HaShamayim V'et HaAretz Et HaYam V'et Kol Asher Bam V'yanach V'yom HaShvi'i Al Kein Berach Adonai Yohe Wahe Yohe Dawanu Yeheyo Et Yom HaShabbat V'yikan Shehu Kabed et avicha v'et imecha Leman ya'arikun yamecha Al ha'adama Asher Adonai Yohe Wahe Yohe Dawanu Heyo Elohecha noten lach Lo tirtzach, lo tinaf, lo tignov, lo taneh Re'acha et shaker, lo tachmod beit re'echa, lo tachmod eshet re'echa, v'yavdo v'yamato v'shoro v'chamoro, v'kol asher l're'echa. Please join me in singing the Shema. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Baruch Shem Kivod, Shem Kivod, Malchut. Leolam Waed Baruch Shem Kivod Shem Kivod Malchuto Leolam Waed Please cover your eyes and lean slightly to the left as we say together Shema Yisrael Adonai And now for the Ma meditation. Yud, Yud, Hey, Yud, Hey, Wav, Yud, Hey, Wav, Hey, Yud, Yud, Hey. Yud hey wav, yud hey wav hey, yud yud hey, yud hey wav, yud hey wav hey, yud yud hey, yud hey wav, yud hey wav hey, yud yud hey, yud hey wav, yud. Hey, we abridge Kaddish. We which we use as an elevator to rise to the level of our class tonight. Itkadavit kadashime rabba, and we all say amen. Vialma divra kirute viam lich malchute bechayehonu viomecho uvechayedik ho beit Yisrael. Pagala uvizman kariv. Eat paracha ishtavach, eat paar, eat romam, eat nase, eat adar, eat alev, eat alau, shemede kucha. Ve'ela min ko birkata v'shirata, tushrechata v'nechemata, da'amiran bi'alma, eishlama rabba min shemaya. V'chaim aleinu v'al kol Yisrael v'imru amen. O'seh shalom b'imromav u'yaseh shalom aleinu v'al kol Yisrael v'imru amen. Our class tonight is an essay by the Ari for the Parasha Bo. You'll find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix in row 14, the second column from the left. That link opens up the Ari landing page. And if you scroll down to Parasha Bo, the second link under that name is titled The Power in a Name. That is our class for tonight. The power in a name. The consciousness of intellect is altogether different from that of emotion. The description of the final three plagues, that of the locusts, the darkness, and the slaying of the firstborn, opens with the verse, and God said to Moses, "Come to Pharaoh, for I have hardened his heart and the heart of his servants, in order that I place these signs of mine within him." Pharaoh did not know about the aspect of God signified by the name Havaya, and in fact denied the aspect signified by this name. God forbid, Chas v'Shalom. As it is written, "I do not know God," or Havaya. However, he did recognize the aspect of God signified by the name Elohim. As it is written, "It is the finger of Elohim." The name Havaya signifies a transcendent godliness, the aspect of divinity that is not limited by the laws of nature. Elohim, in contrast, signifies the aspect of divinity that God uses to run the world and is thus subject to the laws of nature. The numerical value of Elohim is 86, is the same as that of the word for nature, Hateva, also 86. Pharaoh was the ruler of Egypt, the Hebrew word for which is Mitzrayim, literally meaning limitations or narrowness. Pharaoh in Egypt knew only of God as present in the limited functioning of nature, the laws of cause and effect, survival of the fittest, and so on. He was therefore the archetypal antithesis to the Jewish notion of God the Creator, and therefore master of nature. In order for an idea to give birth to an emotion, the intellect consciousness must be greatly reduced. This is because Pharaoh received his sustenance and his consciousness from the neck of Zeranpin, in which are present the three immature mentalities known as Pharaoh's chief butcher, chief butler, and chief baker. The consciousness of intellect is altogether different from that of emotion. So in order for an idea to give birth to an emotion, the intellect, consciousness, must be greatly reduced. When this happens, and only the synoptic conclusion of the intricate intellectual development of the idea remains, the individual's consciousness is free enough of its prior intellectual preoccupation to react emotionally to the concept. However, this contraction process entails an inherent danger that the full intellectual realization that was present when consciousness was focused on the idea will be forgotten. If this happens, then the person is vulnerable to all sorts of spurious ideas and distorted emotional responses. Anatomically, this passage from the head of to the heart is manifest as the throat. Just as the intellect must be contracted in order to become emotion, so are the head and the torso bridged by the narrow neck. The front of the head, particularly the face, reflects the full expression of the intellect. As it is written, the wisdom of a man lights up his face. The neck, being the back of the head, is out of touch with this full consciousness, and therefore signifies the danger of forgetting the full import of the idea as the idea travels from the head to the heart. Thus, the Hebrew for Pharaoh, Pei Resh Ayin Hei, is composed of the same letters that make up the word for the neck. In Hebrew, Ha-Oreth, composed of the letters Hei Ayin Resh Pei. The three main channels descending through the throat are the trachea, the esophagus, and the jugular vein. These three are the physical manifestation of the contraction of the three mentalities of the intellect, which is Chachma, Bina, and Daat, that allows for emotional response, as we have said. Inasmuch as they feed the mentality of Pharaoh, that of constricted divine consciousness, they are personified by his three henchmen, the chief butcher, the chief butler, and the chief baker. The three of them are names Elohim. The name Elohim signifies the contraction of divinity into the context of nature, as we said. Since Pharaoh did not receive his sustenance from the expanded consciousness of the intellect, which is the three names of Havaya, for whenever they are manifest, the forces of evil are annihilated. He did not know that. As long as the full, properly developed intellectual conception of a divine idea is retained in an individual's consciousness, there is no chance for evil to make inroads into his thinking. It would be totally incongruous for evil to suggest transgressing God's will or focusing on himself. When the individual's mind is filled with divine awareness, only when the revelation of divinity, signified by the name Havaya, has been occulted, is being signified by the name Elohim, can evil stand a chance of derailing the individual from his intended path. Now, even when Pharaoh acknowledged the existence of the name Havaya due to the plagues that were visited upon him, he still only wanted to acknowledge the aspect judgment of the name Havaya. This is alluded to in the verse, "This time I admit that I have sinned. God, Havaya, is the righteous one, and my people and I are the wicked ones." In this verse, the initials of the words, "for this time God is the righteous one, and I," in Hebrew, Papa'am, Yudke Vavke, Chatzadik, V'ani, Hey Yud Hey Vav. Spell a permutation of the name Havaya, K-Yud K-Vav, in which the first Hey precedes the Yud, which is normally follows, and the second Hey precedes the Vav, which it normally follows. The name Havaya derived from the verb to be, and thus carrying the meaning of to bring into being, signifies the process through God creates and sustains the world. The four stages of this process, contraction, expansion, descent, and expansion, are represented by the four letters of the name. When the name is written as it usually is, this indicates the normal, orderly progression of creativity. A permutation of the name signifies some variation on this normative progression. Here, the first letter pair of letters of the name are reversed, and then the second pair are also reversed. It was God's attribute of judgment that smote them. This permutation of the name Havaya is the feminine manifestation, that of judgment, as is known, in which judgment prevails over mercy. As we have explained previously, the feminine principle in creation is that which is driven to reveal and manifest divinity in the world. Since pursuing this objective entails a certain amount of danger to the individual's divine consciousness, the feminine elements of creation are endowed with a heightened sense of judgment and discernment, which enables them to identify evil in all its disguises. This illusion also alludes to the fact that it was God's attribute of judgment that smote them. Now, God wanted to subdue Pharaoh's heart and nullify him in order that the forces of evil not gain a foothold through him, and in order that the Jewish people be able to be freed from his dominion. Therefore, it was not enough that he acknowledged the name Havaya, only in its manifestation and judgment. Pharaoh had to acknowledge the masculine aspect of the name Havaya as well, the aspect of mercy, which is openly supernatural. Therefore, it is said, in order that I place these signs of mine within him. The word for sign in Hebrew, ot, also means a letter. The word for signs of mine, ototai, may be split in the words for signs, otot, and the letter yud. Since the numerical value of the letter yud is 10, the mystical meaning is thus, in order that I place these 10 letters within him. This refers to the full spelling out of the name Havaya, in which there are usually 10 letters. For God sought to fill in the name Havaya that Pharaoh acknowledged with its inner letters, giving a total of 10 letters. When judgment functions independently of its complement, mercy, there is clear danger of degeneration back into the constrictions of the natural order. The spelling out of the name Havaya indicates the full manifestation and revelation of this name. Pharaoh would thus be forced to acknowledge the full spectrum of meanings in the name Havaya, and not only the aspect of judgment. Pharaoh identified with the judgmental aspect of the name Havaya, since even though the name Havaya in general indicates God's transcendent power that is not limited to the bonds of nature, judgment in any case implies a harsh submission to the rule of law, leaving no room for overturning the established order. When this divine attribute functions independently of its complement, mercy, there is clear danger of degeneration back into the constrictions of the natural order. This is what Pharaoh sensed, as does evil in general. This is what necessitates the extra precautions against evil, attaching itself to holiness, that apply to all of the feminine elements of all of the creation. As you know, Pharaoh attaches himself to Zerantin, to holiness, at the level of the names Elohim, of constricted consciousness. When the names Havaya manifest themselves within these names of Elohim, the latter are nullified. This is the mystical meaning of within him, within Pharaoh himself. The conventional translation of these words is in his midst, or something similar. The literal translation is, however, closer to the mystical meaning of the verse. To return to our subject, God wanted to smite them from this point on using the power of the spellings out of the name Havaya. Now, the plagues that were going to occur after this point were that of locusts, that of darkness, and that of the killing of the firstborn, followed by the splitting of the sea. Corresponding to these four are the four different methods of spelling out the name Havaya in ascending order. The locust came from spelling out the name Havaya with the letter He, giving a numerical value of 52. The darkness came from spelling out the name with the letter Aleph, giving a numerical value of 45. The smiting of the firstborn came from spelling out the name such that its numerical value is 63. And the splitting of the sea from spelling out the name with the letter Yud, giving a numerical value of 72. As we have explained previously, there are four principal ways in which the name Havaya can be spelled out, giving four different numerical values. The Yud filling is Yud Vav Dalad He Yud Vav Yud Vav He Yud, and has a gematria of 72. The combined filling is Yud Vav Dalad He Yud Vav Aleph Vav He Yud, which is 63. The Aleph filling, Yud Vav Dalad He Aleph Vav Aleph Vav He Aleph, is 45. The He filling, Yud Vav Dalad He He Vav 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 He He, is 52. You'll notice that there are 10 letters in the Yud filling, 10 letters in the combined filling, 10 letters in the Aleph filling, but only 9 letters in the He filling, for a total of 39 letters. 39 connects to the Hebrew word tal, meaning do. And this is the connection to the Mashiach and the dew, the oil and the dew associated with the crowning of Mashiach. To explain, if you picture every letter as He as composed of the three letters of Vav, the spelling out then equals 52, will then equal 104. In every place of every He, substitute three Vavs. And 3 times 6 is 18. Thus, 52 is 4 times 5 plus 4 times 18, which is equal to 52 minus 20 plus 72, which comes to 104. Now, 2 times 104 was the numerical value of Yitzhak is 208. The numerical value of the word for locust. And you see the spelling out of Yitzhak is 208, and the spelling out of Arba, the locust, is 208. And this is the mystical meaning of the verse, I multiplied Abraham's seed and I gave him Isaac. The word for I multiplied in Hebrew is Arbeh, the same as locust. Presumably, this is why, because locusts travel in swarms. Together, Isaac and locust produce the numerical value of the word brow, in Hebrew, kad kod. They represent two spellings out of the name Havaya, each having the numerical value of 52 and being spelled out with the letter He, as we have illustrated. This is the mystical meaning of the verse, and as the brow of the consecrated one of his brothers, which Jacob said of Joseph, who was the child of his old age. To further explain, when the names Havaya that signify expanded consciousness enter into those names of Elohim that signify constricted consciousness, the latter descend into the throat. These three names Elohim possess 15 letters, 3 times 5 each, 15 being the numerical value of the name Yud-Heh-Ka. These subsequently descend as far as the Sephirah of Yesod, which is personified by Joseph. There they become manifest as 3 times the name Havaya, spelled out to equal 52. 3 times 52 being 156, the numerical value of Joseph, and no more was found of this manuscript. That's the end of our class. Does anyone have any questions? I bid you all a beautiful week, a Kodesh Tov, a goodish, a beautiful month, a beautiful week, Shavua Tov, Kodesh Tov, and Shalom Gadol. Much peace and serenity in your lives. Shalom to all. Shalom Gadol.
Kodesh Tov. Shalom Gadol.